This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
You visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game!
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely run!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
Good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. He is Derek Piper, ESPN Radio, 93.5. I saw Trevor, but Trevor is leaving because Hans D is here, and they do not get along. So because of that, Trevor is leaving, and Hans, sitting in on a Friday as he normally does, we will do Who You Got coming up at 5:30. Never did get an email back from Penn State. Regarding Pat Chambers, not even a, that was a funny email line. No.
Okay.
So I did check to make sure that it went through. Yeah. You want me to read
Maybe
the email?
We'll just pull up the phone number.
We could.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see what you got.
Okay. So, oh boy, I need to, hold on. Wait, can't do... what? You know what? I didn't see the response. Oh, my gosh. Oh my. Guys, this is horrible. All right, here we go. So it says, I said, Rose, first of all, Kent Brown can confirm how goofy I am, so this wouldn't shock him. You know, because I just kind of want to throw it out in case she was like, okay, I'm getting
disclaimer,
a hold of
Kent. Disclaimer, 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 and then
correct.
Get to it. Okay.
I said, I'm co-host of ESPN radio show The Drive with Tay and Piper in Champaign-Urbana, covering the Illini. Our shows are daily 4 to 6. During this quarantine, we've been doing fun, stress-free shows on Fridays, and our last segment of the week is called Who You Got, something we've done for 10 years now. Well, with zero sports to predict, we've moved to pairing former Illini greats versus current or former Big Ten greats versus current blah, blah, blah. Don't laugh, but we also do hypothetical animal fights that we make funny. On top of that, we started coaching fights, UFC style. Well, week one, we had Chambers versus Underwood, and we advanced Pat. He's now won 6 straight matches versus Big Ten coaches and took down Bill Self last week. This is a completely fun and goofy segment, and this past Friday, I said we need to get Coach Chambers on the show with us. I said it would be a quick, funny segment that Illini fans would love. 25 plus years in the media business, and I feel like I'm destroying my credibility with this email. Haha. However, we all need laughs during this weird time in our world, so I thought I would give it a shot to see if Coach would want to have some fun with us this Friday around 5:15. If not, no worries. Appreciate your time and help. Well, she did respond, and she said, oh, my God, I just listened to last Friday's show. So much to unpack. Wow. The hippo does kill more humans than any other animal. Boom, see? So she was right on that. Disclosure, this is kind of cool. I don't know, should I say this on there? I grew up an Illini fan. Still have my Tony Eason scheduled poster. Tony Eason poster.
We should have it in then.
I know.
Make it happen.
She said, Coach Chambers can't do tonight or next week, but maybe sometime in June. I realize this might jeopardize his moving on to the next round.
Say.
Hope you and your families are safe. That's awesome, Rose. Oh, wow.
When did that get sent?
This morning at 11:15. Okay. So, yeah, I know. Well, I think it's, yeah, it is this morning because she said he can't join you tonight or next week, but maybe sometime in June. Well, I say
is
we
that
move.
A, I was going to say, that's is that bribery. A play to have us moving on?
That was pretty smooth, Rose. Yeah, so.
Former Who You Got champion, Pat Chambers, joining the phone lines.
Coach, we knocked you out last week. Sorry. Maybe we could just take a break from the coach fighting for a couple of weeks. You know, I mean, he's won like 6 in a row.
He's going to need a week off.
I mean, even probably. Muhammad Ali had to get some rest, you know. Mike Tyson had to get some rest in there.
He's essentially got a week off this week anyway.
Oh, according to Hans' parents.
Oh, yeah. All right, so it sounds like we have a chance possibly in June to get Pat Chambers
That's
on.
Great.
Sounds good.
That
was more encouraging than I would have ever imagined.
And I feel bad that I am 5 hours later now just barely commenting on this. So I'm going to, at the first commercial, I'm going to send her an email and say.
She did the research. She listened to the show.
I know. She's probably like, I am not going to put my coach in the harm of some idiot in Champaign. And then she heard the show and said, you know what? I'm going to put the harm.
I was going to.
And right with that idiot.
Like, idiots aren't harmful.
No.
Idiots,
she's like,
yeah.
She's like, Pat will have fun with that one. That would be so cool. It really would be so cool. All right, we've got a cool thing we're doing next week. And, I'm going to, full disclosure, we're getting to a point where, you know, it's hard to kind of talk about things.
Yeah, I'm having dreams about it.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're having dreams that Hans and I are shooting hoop, and you're just sitting there.
I'm sitting here. I brought nothing to the table.
And I'm DJing.
That's pretty much it.
and you're just sitting there with your thumb in your mouth, not talking. And so, yeah, that's what, I mean, these are things we worry about, and so we dream about them. You know, to this day, I still dream that I am going to be doing a sports cast on TV, and I'll look at the clock, and it's like 10:05, and I have nothing done. And so I'll sit down at a typewriter is the funny part of my dream, because kids, when I first started in television in 1992, when I started my professional career in TV doing sports, like you see the likes of Brett Behrens doing right now, when I started that, I used a typewriter. That's how old I am. So I will, in my dream, sit there, and Derek, I'll try to type the word, let's say, Illinois, and it takes me 14 minutes. And I am sitting there fighting my dream, saying, hurry up! Like, you literally have 5 minutes to get a TV sports cast on the air. And then I wake up and I'm in like a panic. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Dreams are the most incredible thing. I want to have a dream expert on sometime.
Yeah, it's weird.
That would be cool.
Somehow I'm still in school sometimes. I don't study for a test.
Like, right?
29 years old. I know you can go to grad school and everything, but it's not like that.
No, you would think the pressure of that, which we all felt if you went to college or even in high school, you would think after 10 years that would have gone away.
No.
But I haven't done television since 2002. And here we are in 2020, and I still have dreams like that. And it's weird. So it's weird.
Maybe Hans can psychoanalyze us.
Well, I don't even want him to.
That's true.
To attempt that. Hans,
it can be the first step towards your roast.
Oh, that's right. Hans, will you be the guest? Like, will you be the guest commentator on my roast?
I would be honored.
That would be kind of fun. Because I would want Hans to roast me, but being the commentator, he could throw out one-liners every once in a while and then introduce the next guest. Mm-hmm. And then come back up and say a couple of more one-liners about Lon and then introduce the next guest. I think this would be great. We need to do this roast for a charity. And I will play along. I will be a good sport. I will take all the abuse, and then I will dish it out at the very end, which is how they do it on Comedy
Central. And Dan Hartlove's batting cleanup.
Dan Hartlove is going to be in this thing. And Snoop. I want Snoop Dogg there.
I'll effort that.
Okay. Yeah, if Snoop Dogg is there, then I am all about doing this roast. Let's do it. All right, so here's where I was getting back to. So half of this is the fact that we are getting to a point where it's getting difficult, kind of. I don't want to say difficult, because I feel like we've had really good shows. But you are reaching a point where it's like, okay, we need to kind of get something going here. And speaking of that, NASCAR begins this Sunday at Darlington. They will be racing NASCAR. You said there's a UFC fight this weekend?
There's a UFC fight tomorrow night. The German Soccer League.
Yes.
Bundesliga.
Really?
Coming back tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m.
And you can call me Sal.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, why not? We need you can call me Sal. All right, Sal. Yeah.
No.
Sal, I will finally allow you to call in. And we will put you on the air for a couple of minutes to talk about German, European soccer. A
couple bucks on Dortmund tomorrow morning.
Dortmund?
So,
oh, you've already bet it.
Yeah, you know.
Wow. Okay, so you can call me Sal. The phone lines are open at 359-2255. We want to hear your take on European soccer, which begins tomorrow. So what we decided to do, and part, okay, so that was part of it, is that we're kind of wanting ideas on what to talk about. We're not wanting them, but we need ideas that you and Trevor and I think about every night. I mean, we're here every night till about 6:30 trying to think of, all right, what are we doing tomorrow? So we came up with previewing the Big Ten football. And I know we're being aggressive here because we don't even know if they're going to play. But I have said this before, and I'm not going to use the word I always use because I'm tired of hearing myself say it, bullish. I think Illinois can win 8 football games this year. And I'm excited about this season, and certainly I hope we play. So
we have to approach it as such.
Did I say the wrong guy? Did I say you can call me Sal and it's always texting Charlie? That's my bad. All right, always texting Charlie. You call. That's my bad. I totally called out, you can call me Sal. I'm not even sure if Sal is a, I'm not even sure if he's a fan. It is always texting Charlie. He's the guy that listed his favorite sports as European soccer. Then he put, shut up, college basketball, college football, golf, and then number five
with
C1 again. Yeah. So
always texting Charlie, we need you.
Boom, 359-2255. So we decided to look at Illinois' schedule next year, focusing more on the Big Ten, not the three non-conference. And we are going to, in order of the schedule next week, take you through Illinois' schedule, who they're playing, and what their chances are of winning that game. So the way we're doing this is next Monday, Jeremy Werner is going to join us in the first hour. And what we will do is you and Trevor and I will break down the Illinois team. Who's back? Where are the deficiencies? Where are the strengths? How do we think this team is going to do this season?
Yep.
And we'll kind of give our thoughts. Jeremy will join us to kind of give us a little bit more of an in-depth breakdown of Illinois football, what he expects, what his dangers, not dangers, but worries are. And then in the 5 o'clock hour next Monday, we will talk to a reporter, yeah, that covers all of these teams. We're going to talk to someone from Nebraska and Rutgers. So on Monday, we'll cover the University of Illinois in the first hour and talk to Jeremy. And then in the second hour, we'll talk to a Nebraska beat writer and a Rutgers beat writer and kind of break down what they're expecting.
What they bring back.
Yes, exactly.
Any transfers they're bringing in.
Yeah. So we'll get kind of in-depth to where we understand, okay, well, maybe we hear the Nebraska one and say, well, man, you know what? I know it's in Lincoln, but that's a winnable game. And then the Rutgers dude, who knows? I don't know what he's going to talk about. They got a good punter.
Scott Frost questions you can reel off in a row.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be nice. I'll play nice. And then Tuesday, we will preview Purdue, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And talk to 3 beat writers that cover Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Wednesday, then, we will focus on Iowa and Indiana. And then on Thursday of next week, we will talk to someone that covers Ohio State and then Northwestern to round it out. So, and then on Friday, the 3 of us will give our scheduled predictions of what we think Illinois football will do. By the time Friday rolls around, we should know a lot about the opponents.
Should be informed.
And I usually do not ask a reporter of another team to come on. Like when we have, let's say, somebody on covering Iowa basketball, I normally do not say, do you think Illinois can win this game? But I am going to kind of do that. And I'm going to preface it by saying, I normally don't do this, but do you think Illinois got a shot to beat Nebraska? And I want to hear what they say, because normally you have a pretty good feel when you're covering a team, how good they're going to be. So we're going to do that next week, and we're excited about doing it. And today, to kind of get the ball rolling, to kind of give us some momentum pushing into the weekend, Tony Adams, Illinois football safety. What a
corner, too.
And corner. That's right. What a Twitter. It's at @IWill_succeed20. I like that, man. Tony Adams is going to join us today at 5:05 to talk about how crazy this thing is with this pandemic. How is he staying in shape? And also, what are we looking at for this year? Because I am really fired up about this season. This could be, and I know Jeremy told us yesterday, this could be the best roster we've had in maybe a decade at Illinois. So, in football. So, we'll talk to Tony Adams at 5:05. We'll do a little Who You Got Quarantine Edition, of course, at 5:30. Sounds like we may have Pat Chambers on in June, which would be fantastic. I'm sorry, but we got to push him through, don't we?
Oh, this week.
Yeah,
we'll get to the break. I don't want to give any spoilers.
No,
but
yeah, this is a pretty...
He's got a good chance on... We don't have to go any bias or...
He's got a good draw.
Any help.
Right. He's got a good draw. Like, this is
he's a one seed.
Yeah, he's the one, and this is one of those where, like, or let's say he was the two. Who would they play? They would play the 15 and then play, what, the 7?
7, 10.
Okay, so this would be like a 10 upsetting a 7. And if you're that number one seed, you're sitting there going, oh, wow, we caught a break there. So this is kind of what Pat Chambers is thinking today. We'll get to that, of course, at 5:30. And I'm excited for next week's show. I think, Derek, I've said it, you know, that I think this team is going to have a really good season. I don't need your prediction. But are you excited about this upcoming season, or do you still have some reservations knowing, you know, that defense could be, they lost a lot on that defensive line. They lost Dre Brown, Reggie Corbin, two senior leaders there. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Illinois football?
I think it's both as far as excitement. And I mean, I'm excited for any sports right now. I'm going to watch German soccer tomorrow morning, but of course, when Illinois
spit up my water,
Illinois football should have a decent team. I mean, won 6 games last year, bring back a lot. Excited for what the offense can do. Rod Smith has shown that does a pretty good job with what he has to work with and how that running back room shapes out. Heard some good things about Chase Brown. Of course, the weapons in the passing game. And I'm really curious to see if Brandon Peters can take the next step where consistency game to game, can he play up to the level where you're going to beat a quality team in the Big Ten? But with Bebe, a healthy Trayvon Sidney, you hope that happens.
Yes.
Ricky Smalling, and now Luke Ford. We've talked a ton about Luke Ford.
Can't wait to get him out there.
And look, for pretty good reason, it's just now time to watch him play some football.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. And then, but defensively, up front, I'm very concerned. And especially as we go through this breakdown, who are teams that run the football really well?
Great point.
Have advantages up front, bringing back veterans in the offensive line. So that's something I'm concerned about. But leading into our guest today, Tony Abbott, I think it's a talented secondary group, and that's something to look forward to as well.
That's going to be fun. You do bring up a good point, because running the football could be a scary thing against Illinois. It wasn't that many years ago that like 6 or 7 backs ran for 200-plus against Illinois football. And, you know, they changed that a little bit last year, and there were times on that defensive front. I remember the Purdue game where that defensive line dominated.
Yeah, Jamal Milan in particular.
Jamal Milan,
you're going to miss,
oh my goodness,
that dude.
He turned into an absolute horse last year. I mean, he was you know, in the Akeem Hicks kind of, I mean, in that kind of style. Who's the kid that went to the Chargers? We could never say his name right.
Oh, Corey Legit.
Yep.
Or Legit,
whatever it was.
He was legit.
You know, because those big run stuffers, you know, I always said with Spence, you got a big old butt. Because I would always, you know, I'd sit in the horseshoe and he'd be lining up and I'm like, that dude's got a big butt. And so those are the guys you need to stop the run. And certainly a guy like last year, Jamal Milan, stepped up big time. So can somebody take that next step? That'll be the key. Calvin Avery?
He's always the one we point to.
Man, he could. Can you imagine how much of an effect he would have on this team? Is he the one guy that could make the biggest impact on this team? And that's a hard question to answer, because obviously if Brandon Peters goes out and has another solid season, or if Bebe catches a lot of yards, or if Mike Epstein stays healthy all year and averages five.
That's a high one on the
list. That would
be
up. Mike Epstein playing a whole season would be huge for Illinois. But if a guy like Calvin Avery
finally broke through.
Oh, I mean, if he can give you close to what Milan gave you last year, and keep in mind, this is a 4-star dude who's entering his junior year, right?
Yep.
I think he'd be a redshirt. Is he a redshirt sophomore?
Did he end up redshirting?
I think he may have played, actually. Anyway, regardless, I don't know that it's irresponsible to say that he could play close to a Jamal Milan style or, you know, impact. I know it'd have to be a huge jump for him. We haven't seen it yet out of him. But if he would do that at the weakest spot for Illinois football, that could make such a huge difference for this Illinois team. And you're right about Mike Epstein. He would be another guy that if he is able to stay healthy all year and you're getting contributions from Ravon Bonner, some of these other guys, of course, Chase Brown is another kid that that they're bringing in. If you could get contributions from those guys but get a full healthy year out of Mike Epstein, that would be huge. I mean, Jeremy said last year he thought going into the season Mike Epstein was the best running back you had. And that includes Dre Brown and Reggie Corbin. And, of course, Epstein, I think he's averaged in his Illinois career over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So if he could stay healthy, and if Calvin Avery could make a big step and be impactful next year, that Illinois team could be really good.
Yeah, in terms of the need position, that it's hard not to continue to look back at a guy. As you mentioned, a four-star recruit. He was a Under Armour All-American.
Wow, this is Avery, right?
Calvin Avery, yep. Rivals had him in the, I'm guessing, 2017 class, the number 9 defensive tackle in the country.
My goodness, you got to get the impact from guys like that.
So someone that has the talent and the ability, showed it at the high school level, at a high ability, but really just have seen minimal flashes here at Illinois. And it sounds like the guys that we talked about, Isaac Trotter or Jeremy Warner, who guys that are at training camp every day, and it's pretty mixed as far as just having it all click here.
And maybe we look at it. I always wonder, do we, you know, if somebody's labeled a four-star, and Illinois doesn't get a lot of those. So if they're labeled a four-star, do we then critically look at them more so than another player? I mean, are we unfair to Calvin Avery thinking that because you were a four-star, you should be having an impact on this team more than what you are by this point? Maybe that's fair. But the other side of that is, normally when you see 4- and 5-star guys, look at Io DeSumo, a borderline 5-star, a 4-star guy, look what he's done for Illinois basketball. Look what Kofi has done coming in as a 4-star, borderline 5-star guy. Normally those athletes are the ones that really excel. There's the accidental misses where you had guys that, you know, maybe had a 2-star and they come in and be, you know, an absolute stud. Mm-hmm. Then there's guys you put a 5-star on and for some reason that just never works out. But it's few and far between. Normally the 4- and 5-star guys in whatever sport, they pretty much give you a solid contribution when they're here.
Yeah, it's just like comparing it to the basketball side, you're going to have far higher expectations for an Adam Miller than a Coleman Hawkins.
Exactly.
It's just, and the way that you prioritize those recruits, and it makes sense to have more pressure on their shoulders and expect them to contribute earlier on in their careers. And now that Calvin's going to be a junior, it's time for him to step up.
It's time. And, man, he could be – I'm literally thinking out loud. I think Epstein on offense and Avery on defense – if those two guys have a solid, if we look back after next year and say, man, what a season for Epstein and Avery, then I think we're going to be happy as Illinois fans. Because I think there's enough everywhere else that has already proven that they can be good. And one of those guys is Tony Adams, who's going to join us today at 5:05. Excited for that, to talk to him. He had that pick 6 against Purdue. I'll have to talk to him about that, because you remember Andrew and I went over to that game when it was hurricane-like conditions where it rained for like 5, you know, it's like 50 straight hours of rain.
Yeah.
And we sat in rain the entire time, and Illinois came out and dominated that game, especially the defense. Dominated that game. Dre Brown was good offensively, and Milan was really good defensively, making a lot of impact on their quarterback. Was it Plummer?
Yeah.
Plummer, I think.
Jack Plummer. I think.
And then, of course, Tony Adams has that pick 6 early, and he also had that key interception against Wisconsin.
Yeah, wasn't that late in the game against Wisconsin?
When he jumped in the air and intercepted it, and then I think not long after that, Dre Brown has that huge run, and it led to the field goal. That's awesome. So we'll visit with Tony. I can't wait to talk to him. And see, a senior already? Man.
Also, St. Louis guys, if he wants to talk Cardinals, we're about it.
I'm in. You know, you and I are always in on that. So we'll do a lot of that. Good stuff. By the way, always texting Charlie. Chance to come on and talk European soccer. He said, I'll try and get away and call, but I don't think I can today. I can like any other time. Well, this window of opportunity to talk European soccer is only open right now.
That's true.
And it's never going to open again. This is a key that's going to be lost. So, but I understand. Work comes first, and I totally get that. So, all right. Somebody said, I appreciate this. You guys have done a great job with the show, even with no sports going on. I've listened every day for years. Have felt like I've gotten to know you guys pretty well. Whether you're talking about sports or other things in life, I appreciate you guys keeping me entertained. 4 to 6 weekday. Just wanted to say thanks. Thank you. It's a very nice thing to say. I appreciate it. You can call me Sal. just said, phew, I know nothing about it. I was just going to say Pele over and over. Pele from Brazil. Okay. Scores! That's funny. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, the NFL proposed a very interesting thing today.
Say the least.
And we'll kind of read. I don't know that I really am going to touch on it opinion-wise because I don't know enough about it. And it's a touchy subject.
Sure is.
So, but what we'll tell you what the NFL is proposing. Now, the owners still have to vote on this, I believe.
Could have an effect on your team's draft.
Okay, position. So that's pretty big. All right, I want to tell you, though, Derek, before we take a break, I want to let everybody know you can call us at 359-2255 or text at 217-359-2255. Find us on Twitter at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, J-A-Y.com. You can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
I'm going to tell you about what you're doing for dinner tonight. Tonight. Tonight, you're heading to Gifford. The Long Branch Steakhouse special for tonight, Friday, May 15th. 2 6-ounce fillets, 2 salads, and they have wonderful salad, 2 sides, and 2 Cokes. You get 2 6-ounce fillets, 2 salads, 2 sides, 2 Cokes, $42. That's it, plus get tax. $42. Long Branch Steakhouse, downtown Gifford. I just drove there last weekend and picked up ribs for Mom and I. Long Branch Steakhouse, downtown Gifford. Pick up or curbside Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 8. Tell Donnie hi. Make sure you call ahead because this is excellent food and a lot of, I mean, when I was there talking to Donnie, I think there were 4 different people that came in and grabbed stuff. Just boom, 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 boom. So call them ahead. The number's 217-568-7722. 568-7722. We figured out yesterday that's Red Grange Doug Altenberger. There you go. 2 6-ounce fillets, 2 salads, 2 sides, 2 Cokes, $42 plus tax. Get it done tonight. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at CUUnderConstruction.com and TheCUServices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have 2 main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481 or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Song ever, The Zoo. Don't at me. Is that what the kids say?
They do.
Don't at me. The Zoo, baby. It's my favorite. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Derek Piper, Lante, Hans D is here. We will do Who You Got at 5:30. Tony Adams, Illinois football cornerback / safety. I think he'll play safety this year. I think.
We'll see. He moved from safety to corner last year.
Stayed, oh, that's right.
Stayed at corner from around that Purdue game through the rest of the year.
Okay.
I don't know.
So maybe he will. Well, we can ask him.
Probably corner.
We could ask him, is your preference corner? I assume you make more money in the NFL as a cornerback.
Unless you're Brian Dawkins.
Well, yeah, no doubt. But we can certainly ask Tony if he thinks that he would be more more corner or more safety this year because, they do have a lot of depth on that team. And, of course, they had yesterday, was it Tayshaun Smith? Is that right? From Louisville, transferred, and he'll be able to play immediately. He's a safety. Derrick Henry, who's coming down from, or is coming up from Miami.
Derrick Smith.
Oh, I didn't say. Derrick Henry, who's that? He played Michigan State.
Derrick Henry, running back. Titans.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I got too many words in my head.
You're not tackling him on a
interception. Oh, my goodness. Derrick Smith, yeah, another guy that is going to play. He sat out last year for Miami, so there's two safeties right there. And, of course, you've got Marquez Beeson. You've got
Devin Witherspoon's in the mix as well. Quan Martin.
Quan Martin.
Nate Hobbs.
Oh, yeah, Nate Hobbs.
For sure.
My goodness. That is a lot of depth.
With Stanley Green leaving, you wonder if that would move Tony back to safety or if...
Okay.
He was... pretty darn good corner.
He did both spots well. Yeah, so we'll talk to Tony about that. Excited about that. All right. The TBT tournament that we've been talking a lot about. We spoke with Rayvante Rice and also with Mike LaTulip this week, who is the GM/coach. And for the most part, Mike said, we have our nucleus with Andres Felice, Ray Rice, Malcolm Hill,
LaRon
Black, and Nana Egwu. And he said, well, we're still filling the spots, and they need 7 total to be an Illinois alumni team, right? So, in other words, you need 7 Illinois guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he may look elsewhere for the other two. I guess you're going to have 9 on the team, which makes sense. So today they added to that team with a local product.
Yeah, one that didn't finish his career at Illinois but went to Illinois for 4 years, including the red shirt, champagne product, Michael Finke.
Sweet. Okay. So you add his size, his shooting ability.
Yeah, LaTulip did bring up they were looking for shooting.
Right.
And if you need someone to stretch the floor, that's something that Mike can do.
And a guy that can spot Nana, could spot LaRon. You know, he could play the 4, the 5. I think he's more of the 4. He was out of position a couple of years here at the 5, I thought.
Yeah, it's just hard to find what his right position was going to be.
Correct.
Just wasn't going to struggle to guard really strong centers and then the fours that, look, and we always use the example of a Tyler Cook or a Lamar Stevens playing the four. A lot of guys are going to have problems guarding those dudes.
Right.
But that was one thing. Michael, offensively, and then when the shot started to go as his redshirt junior year here, because redshirt sophomore, he shot 42, 43% from three during Big Ten play, which was really impressive. But when that slipped, that was kind of where he had some struggles here at the end.
What has he been doing, Michael Finke? Of course, he played last season for Grand Canyon. That was 2 years ago.
Not this past year, the year before that.
Because Illinois played Grand Canyon this past season and didn't play Michael Finke.
Played Tim Finke.
That's right. That's right. He's at Wright State?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he play last year?
He had to sit.
Oh, he had to sit last year. So we'll be able to see Tim Finke this if basketball begins. If we don't have basketball. Anyway.
No, stop doing that. We can't.
Yeah, we can't do that.
We can't for our sanity. We have a sports show. We got to talk about sports every day for 5 days a week.
I will never do it again.
No. I'm just kidding.
I'm with you.
Kind of kidding.
We need to think positive.
But we would have nothing to talk about if we just said, okay, we'll wait till there's.
Oh, my goodness. I won't do it again.
I don't know how much Bundesliga I could give you.
Oh, my gosh. So, Michael Finke, though, what was he up to this last year? Was he still playing, was he playing professional basketball and still, I guess, playing overseas?
Yeah, he played his first season overseas. Looks like he played for two different teams. One in Estonia, Latvia.
Oh, wow.
Also played in the VTB, so around the Russia era, Russia League.
Is that what it's called? I didn't know that.
VTB United League.
VTB United.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Appearance in the Euro Cup.
Oh, wow. What is the Euro Cup? Is that kind of like the NBA Finals? Or, you know, like the NBA playoffs?
I believe it's taking some of the top teams from different countries in Europe having them compete.
Hans, can you Wikipedia Euro Cup? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And then we'll let Hans and his great...
Brian Randall had commit...
That's right.
I'm losing my words here.
He won it a couple times.
Yeah, he had played in the Euro Cup.
Okay. We'll let Hans and his almost like... Who's the actor, Morgan Freeman, who has an unbelievable voice? Have you seen some of these Twitter things that Morgan Freeman is, like, talking over?
Is he narrating?
Oh, it's hilarious. He is brilliant. His voice is brilliant. What was it, James Earl Jones or whatever had great voice? Yep. And then now Morgan Freeman has kind of taken that spot. Who's the one dude that's got a really good voice? He's kind of a country...
Matthew McConaughey.
Well, he does.
On those weird car commercials, you never know what's going on.
Chris Christophus? What's his name? Do you know, Hans? You don't.
I can't.
Did you Wikipedia Euro Cup?
I did.
What? Can you read us just the first couple of lines? Yeah, just what it says.
The UEFA European Football Championship, commonly known as the UEFA European Championship and informally as the Euros, is the primary association football competition contested by the senior men's national team.
I think we're on the wrong. We need basketball Euros.
Euro Cup basketball.
Yeah, check that one out. Wikipedia that. Right. We'll get back to you, Hans. Make sure it's basketball. I'm going to let you read through it, and then we'll roll from there. So.
Once we find out about what the Euro Cup actually is, Finke did average 15 points a game in it. 15 points, a little less than 7 rebounds, shot 43% from three.
Well, there you go. So Mike LaTulip said they wanted shooters, and certainly Michael Finke, like you said, can stretch the floor on that. All right, we're going to move on to the NBA topic after Hans finds what did we find out about the basketball version of the Euro Cup?
The basketball version, commonly known as the Euro Cup, and currently called 7 Days Euro Cup for sponsorship reasons, is an annual professional basketball club competition that has been organized by EuroLeague Basketball since 2002. Behind the EuroLeague, and with the growth of Basketball Championships League, the league is widely regarded as a third-tier European professional basketball club competition.
Okay. I still don't know what it is. Yeah. But that was good.
Third tier is what I said?
Yes, third tier.
All right. Thank you. Somebody said Kris Kristofferson. That's who it is. He's got the really good voice. And then Sam Shepard. Good call there. I forgot about him. All right. So Michael Finke's part of the team, and we'll slowly. So there's going to be one more Illini. Any guesses, Derek?
We had a guess when LaTulip asked, or he said that it'll depend on whether the Euro League comes back.
Oh, that's right.
And I think we looked it up, and Brandon Paul was playing in the Euro
League. Man, he would be a great addition. He's got to be a starter.
If that was your seven, we had the five we mentioned with Felice and Ray and Hill, LaRon, Egwu, Finke, and Paul. That's
pretty solid.
A pretty decent seven for, you know, recent years here.
Yeah.
In Illinois.
All right. Well, that'd be – I hadn't even thought about Michael Finke throughout this entire TBT talk. I hadn't thought about him. So, all right, the NFL today made an announcement that is interesting. I'll put it that way. And now
it's a safe way to describe it, yeah.
It's up for the voting now with the owners to see if this will be approved. But your team, to localize this, if you're a Bears fan, you have a chance of moving up in the draft if this thing goes through and if you do something certain, or if you do something specific, and that is what?
The NFL has a proposal. I'm reading a report here on ESPN. They would improve draft picks for minority hires.
Okay.
So under the plan, a team would improve its third-round pick by 10 spots by hiring a minority candidate for a GM spot, 6 if you were to hire a minority candidate for a head coach.
Okay. So if you hire a coach, a minority coach, which they have now the Rooney Rule, but obviously that isn't doing that well. And I think if the coach stays, I think this impacts, like, for instance, if you hired Steve Wilks, who coached the Arizona Cardinals for 1 year and was horrible and was fired, and he should have been. If you hired him, not the first draft, but the second draft, I believe, your team would move up in the third round 6 spots automatically from wherever you're at. So if you're drafting 12th in the third round, then you're going to move up and have the 6th pick. And everybody else, I guess, gets shuffled down a spot.
A quarterback coach hire would give you a 4th round compensatory pick if retained for 1 year.
Okay. And then a GM, you're going to move up 10 spots. Okay. Well, that is an interesting thing. I know that they're trying to get more minorities in the front offices and on the sideline with head coaches. Mm-hmm. They're definitely trying to get that established. They've been trying to do that for a while. And certainly there are not a lot of minority coaches or executives in the NFL. So this is one way to try it. I know I heard Will Cain, he had just gotten the news essentially when he commented on it. And, you know, he just thought, look, I'm all for trying to figure out how to get the NFL better with minorities in either coaching or front offices, but I don't know if this is the way to go about it. And he brought up the word bribery, that essentially you are, if you were the Bears and you said, well, then we're going to go out and hire, you know, a minority, whatever, mm-hmm. GM,
yeah,
just so we can move up 10 spots.
People aren't going to hire their coach based on moving up 10 spots in the third round.
I agree.
That's the point that is, like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an incentive. And really the idea that this would be something that should sway hires, I don't like.
I don't either.
And I do like the idea of presenting an equal opportunity to minority candidates. I do think the Rooney Rule is abused sometimes, where coaches will be interviewed when an owner may already have, or GM already has the guy in his head that he really wants, and you're really just doing it as a...
Because you have to.
Yeah, a checkbox on the process.
Right.
Which that's not really fair to those coaches, which mm-hmm. you will hear that, well, if an impressive interview does get, word gets passed around the league, said, you know, we didn't hire this guy, but he was really impressive, and maybe that gives him an opportunity in another spot.
Networking, like Will Cain said, yeah.
Right.
It opens up a little bit more of the networking that, okay, maybe you didn't get the Carolina Panthers job, but the Carolina GM says to the Miami Dolphin GM, man, we talked to this dude, and he was very impressive. We already, of course, had our coach pretty much selected, but you might want to look at him because I think he'd be... So it kind of is helping the networking of it to get that out there. But, you know, I don't know.
And would you want to be... Forget whatever it... Whatever the race is, whatever the gender is, any type of deal. Like, would you want to be hired with the idea of, oh, well, you know, they got 10 spots up in the third round?
I would hope that I wasn't. Does that make sense? I would hope that in my mind, the Philadelphia Eagles did not hire me so they could jump 10 spots in the third round. I would hope that no NFL team looks at this and says, oh, well, then that seals the deal.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. So if I were a minority and then hired, let's say, in a year by somebody, I would hope in their mind that they're not sitting there going, I was only hired because of this. I would hope that they wouldn't think that, and I would hope that the team doesn't even think for a second that this is the reason we're going to do it. I don't like it.
Yeah, let's say that Herm Edwards continues to ascend at Arizona State.
Doing wonderful there.
Right. And they are they're in the college football playoff in 2 years. And it doesn't work out in Chicago for Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
And quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, let's bring him back to the NFL. Hire him because he's the best, because he's the right candidate.
Correct.
I don't need the 10 spots or the 6 spots in the third round. Like,
correct. And I think, I would hope that all of the teams are above that. And they wouldn't do that just for that reason. I would hope. And it's pretty sad if you're doing it.
It's too small. If it's the first round.
Yeah, I mean, and even then it just feels creepy.
If you're the first round and you have the 11th pick, is someone going to fire their coach to get number one and get Trevor Lawrence? I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, I guess. Now that you say that. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't really haven't studied it enough, haven't looked at it enough to really have an opinion on it. It's just, I don't know.
At the surface, we did the shock meter yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, really? I would never have thought of this.
It shocked me when Will Cain started reading that, because he said, well, hey, when we come back, you know, how your team could improve their draft or whatever. And I'm like, And then he came back and he started reading it, and then he read why. And I'm like, what? So it shocked me. I was just like, wait, read that again? Say that again? I'm confused. So I don't know if you've got any thoughts on that. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Got to take a quick break, come back, wrap up hour one. Tony Adams, Illinois football, is going to join us at 5:05. Excited to talk to him. Who you got, of course, at 5:30. We will see if Pat Chambers moves on. We think he will. We really do. It's The Drive.
Due to social distancing guidelines, the much-anticipated Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium sale is moving online for the first time ever. Saturday, May 16th, 8 a.m., GameDaySpirit.com. Amazing deals, all from the comfort of your home. No lines, no crowds, just insane deals on Illini apparel, gifts, and decor. There'll be rock-bottom prices on Fighting Illini tees, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, and more for every member of Illini Nation. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for previews of these exclusive offers May 16th and 17th. At GameDaySpirit.com.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging paths around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1 and 2-bedroom units. You should check them out at Baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Warmer weather is right around the corner. Get ready for spring by achieving the image you deserve. Hi, I'm Dr. Curley with Advanced Aesthetics. If you need to tone and tighten or want a brighter, more youthful complexion, visit our website at jkurleymd.com and take advantage of our monthly specials. No matter what goals you may have this spring, we are here to help guide you on your journey to a more youthful and confident you. Call us at 356-3850. That's 356-3850.
Little Scorpions and GNR. Drive, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. We're not going to be able, with Tony Adams on the phone, to do our desired Friday special. Mm-hmm. So today, kids, today I'm going to allow you to drink a little early. I'm going to allow you to celebrate the weekend a little bit early, because I can't do this with Tony Adams on the... I mean, now we did it last week with the Wisconsin, or the Minnesota... Oh, no. He was the Green Bay Packers guy, right. And he loved it. He was all about it. He's like, yeah, let's go. Let's have a beer. So everybody out there, it's been another long and boring week during the quarantine, but we've made it through another work week of the quarantine, and we have the weekend ahead. The weather is turning warmer, albeit it's raining, and that's what we do in Central Illinois. We don't get everything nice. If you get a little warm weather, then you get rain with it. It's just what we do. It's what we're used to. Lucas said the other day, Dad, you know what? I wanted to get out of here because of cold, rain, and snow. And I said, well, you did it. You accomplished that. So congrats. So for everybody that's out there, it's time. Get them out of the fridge. Get them out of the cooler that you already have ice down for your fishing this weekend or your golf. And let's roll. Baby, here we go. It's Friday. Who you got coming up 5:30? Tony Adams, Illinois football coming up 5:05. Derek, have we made any inroads in baseball? I know the owners, they liked this proposal. They were going to talk to the players about it, and the first day they talked to the players about it, it wasn't anything to do financially. It was more of just safety, which I totally agree, and I think that's a good move on the players' part to say, are we totally going to be safe if we do this? So, you know, NASCAR is moving forward this weekend, PGA moving forward soon in June, and, of course, UFC is going to have a fight, German soccer tomorrow underway. It feels like the door's been cracked, and now we're waiting to kick it in. And let me tell you what would be constituted as kicking it in, baseball back.
Absolutely. And a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, a lot of people thought that baseball would be the first one back.
Yes.
Of the, especially the sports here in America. Again, I'm putting that, not including golf.
Right.
Golf makes sense because you can go out and golf right now. But ahead of the NBA, but this dispute over compensation, safety, could put baseball in a spot where the NBA comes back first, which would be pretty unfortunate.
Right.
Baseball players don't owe the country anything. Like, they don't have to feel like they have to play for the people.
I agree.
The response would be incredible.
Oh.
But has there been any more progress? Blake Snell has gotten a lot of reaction for his comments, which he touched on a lot of things, not only the safety, but the money. He said he's not going to play for any less. I think that some players are going to have to be flexible on that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, personally, if you can get the 50-50 as far as the contract,
right.
50% season for 50% of your contract. I don't know how realistic that is.
Players are taking the risk. They're the ones out there playing.
And a lot of these owners are billionaires. Yeah. And when they have years above their, you know, years in the green.
Right, right.
They don't then kick it back and say, oh, we were way above our expectations this year. We're kicking it back.
That's exactly right. That is so true. So right now, maybe, again, I always say I don't take sides on these things, but maybe right now you have to look at the risk factor that the players are taking and say, you know what? I mean, if everything was equal and it was safe, then maybe I could see the owner still being bullheaded saying, hold on a second. There's not going to be any fans. We're not making any money, so why do we have to pay you this? Why do we have to pay you all this money? We're not making any revenue. But with the players taking the absolute risk of being out there, maybe the owners say, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah, that's fair. I know that the NBA part of their talk has been that they've presented the fact that, okay, we might have some positive tests and still play.
Yeah.
And we'll see how players react to that in the NBA and also in the MLB.
Okay. Well, listen, next hour, Tony Adams, can't wait to visit with him. Illinois football cornerback slash safety. We're going to ask him which one he would prefer and which ones he thinks he will play. We'll do that. And, of course, who you got? We've got some animal fights. We got some coaching fights. There's singers that are fighting. We do it all. We do it all on a Friday, and we just have fun. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.